Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're taking a look at something new from Google that's generating quite a bit of buzz. Their Gemini 2.5 Flash AI model. If you're trying to keep up with, you know, the speed of AI developments, it feels overwhelming sometimes.
It really does. It's a constant stream.
So our goal today really is to cut through that noise and figure out what this Gemini 2.5 Flash thing is actually about and like why it might matter.
Exactly. With new models popping up all the time, it's easy to drown in the specs.
Yeah.
But what seems interesting with 2.5 Flash is Google's focus on, well, practical stuff.
Practical stuff. Like what?
Like how well does it actually perform? How much does it cost to run? Is it fast enough for things that need immediate answers, you know, real-time applications?
Right.
We're going to dig into what the available info says about that.
Okay, let's get right into it then. Gemini 2.5 Flash, what is it exactly?
So fundamentally, Google's calling it a lightweight reasoning-based AI model.
Lightweight and reasoning-based, okay.
And it's available now through Vertex AI. That's basically Google's big platform for machine learning tools and deployment.
Got it. Vertex AI.
And think of 2.5 Flash as specifically built for tasks where you need to process a lot of stuff quickly. Speed is key.
Like what kind of tasks?
Things like real-time chat support. Or, say, summarizing a long document really fast, or maybe pulling key bits of data out quickly. High-volume, time-sensitive stuff.
So it's not necessarily aiming to be the, I don't know, the absolute smartest or most complex AI on the block?
Exactly. It's not about hitting the peak of, like, super intricate thought processes, like some of the, let's call them heavyweight siblings in the Gemini family.
Right, the bigger models.
Yeah. Instead, the focus with 2.5 Flash seems to be on... Let's call it balanced utility.
Balanced utility.
Yeah, finding that sweet spot between speed, how much it costs, and being accurate enough for practical everyday uses.
That makes a lot of sense, especially when you think about the, you know, the resources needed to run these big AI models. Cost must be a huge factor, right?
Oh, absolutely. If you look at the bigger picture, the cost of deploying really advanced AI, it's becoming a major issue. Mm-hmm. The cloud infrastructure, the raw computing power needed, it's not cheap. And that can definitely limit who can actually use this advanced AI.
Okay, so with costs rising, how does Gemini 2.5 Flash try to tackle that? You mentioned it's a design.
Right. This is where they bring in this idea of dynamic and controllable computing.
Dynamic and controllable.
Okay. Basically, Gemini 2.5 Flash is built so developers can have more say over how much processing power gets used for different jobs.
Ah, so it's adjustable?
Kind of. Think like how your phone dims its screen sometimes. It intelligently uses resources. Simpler questions might use less power. More complex ones can scale up.
Okay.
And this adaptability lets you balance getting the speed and precision you need while keeping a much closer eye on those cloud costs.
So it's more about smart resource use than just pure processing muscle.
Precisely. Now, when you look at how 2.5 Flash stacks up against other models, it falls into that reasoning model category.
Reasoning model, you mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, and the sources put it in the same sort of ballpark as models like OpenAI's O3 Mini or DeepSeek's R1. They're also trying to balance performance and efficiency in similar areas.
Okay, so it has competitors focusing on similar things. What makes 2.5 Flash stand out, or what are the trade-offs?
Well, the interesting trade-off with these reasoning models, 2.5 Flash included, is they might sometimes take a fraction longer to respond compared to some like ultra-fast, purely speed-focused models.
A bit slower. Why?
The potential upside is better internal logic, maybe better fact-checking, or a deeper grasp of the context behind the question.
Okay.
Google's actually calling 2.5 Flash a workhorse model.
A workhorse. I like that.
Yeah, it really paints a picture, doesn't it? It suggests it's built for those everyday operational jobs where you need reliable, low-latency performance, it has to be cost-effective, and it needs to handle lots of requests without falling over.
So less about, you know, stunning breakthroughs, more about just getting common tasks done efficiently and dependably.
That seems to be the core idea. And the info we have points to a few key differentiators.
Okay, like what?
First, that speed and flexibility we talked about, developers can tweak the speed versus accuracy balance.
Right.
Second, it's specifically optimized for real-time stuff. So chatbots, support assistants, quick data parsing, that should be its strong suit.
Makes sense.
And third, the budget-friendly aspect. Aiming to offer performance competitive with some higher tier models, but you know, at a lower price point.
Okay. Now, something else that came up, or rather didn't come up, the lack of a public technical report. That seems a bit unusual.
It is something worth noting, yeah. Especially for folks in data science who like to see the nuts and bolts, Google hasn't released a big technical or safety report.
And why not?
They mentioned to TechCrunch that it's still considered experimental.
Experimental? Should that worry people?
Well, need to put it in context. While, you know, transparency is generally good, it's not totally unheard of for companies to keep early stage models under wraps during testing.
So it's still being tested?
Apparently, yes. The sources say early testers and some enterprise clients are already using it in closed environments, kind of kicking the tires and seeing how it performs in the real world.
Okay.
So while we don't have all the public specs yet, it seems Google's focusing on practical evaluation first. It might just be about iterating quickly based on that feedback before locking down a formal report. We are seeing more of that lately.
Okay, that helps frame it. So let's switch to the practical side for listeners. Where might they actually see Gemini 2.5 Flash making a difference? What are the killer apps?
Yeah, this is where it gets tangible. The sources highlight a few key areas. Customer support automation is a big one.
Ah, chatbots and help desk.
Exactly. Think AI help desks that are faster, maybe more consistent, without the company needing to shell out for the absolute top tier, most expensive cloud setups.
We've all had those painful chatbot experiences. Could this actually make them better?
That's the hope. Faster and cheaper could mean more responsive, more helpful AI agents.
Mm-hmm.
Another big area is document summarization. Imagine lawyers, doctors, researchers who wade through mountains of text. This kind of model could help them pull out the key points way faster.
Yeah, that could be a massive productivity boost. Anything else?
Virtual assistants definitely come up. Any smart agent, maybe voice apps that need quick, accurate answers.
Right.
And also internal business tools.
Internal? Like what?
Think Slack bots that answer employee questions quickly, HR assistants, tools for summarizing internal reports or data, making internal processes smoother without adding lag.
So it's not just customer-facing, but improving internal efficiency, too.
Exactly. Now, there was another piece of news tied to this that's actually pretty significant.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Google announced plans to make Gemini models, including 2.5 Flash, available on Google Distributed Cloud GDC. That starts Q3 2025.
Google Distributed Cloud. Wait, does that mean on-premise, like companies running it in their own data centers?
That's exactly what it means. And yes, that is a big deal.
Why is that so important?
Well, think about companies with really strict rules about their data governance, compliance, privacy regulations.
Self-care, finance.
Exactly those kinds. Being able to host these powerful AI models inside their own infrastructure locally gives them way more control over their data and security.
So companies that maybe held back on cloud AI because of data worries might see this as a green light.
It certainly opens up a viable path for them. And to make it work smoothly, Google's partnering with NVIDIA.
NVIDIA, the chip maker.
Yep, to ensure GDC supports NVIDIA's Blackwell systems. So these organizations can have high-performance AI processing right there locally on hardware designed for it.
Okay, wow. So we've covered what 2.5 Flash is, the focus on efficiency, speed, cost, how it stacks up, potential uses, and now this on-premise option via GDC. Let's try and tie it all together. Why is this whole announcement actually important in the grand scheme of AI?
If we circle back to the start, Gemini 2.5 Flash really signals a push toward making powerful AI more, well, accessible and practical.
Right.
It's not just about building the absolute biggest, most complex model possible anymore. It's about efficiency, speed, and cost effectiveness in how AI actually gets used day to day.
So it's kind of democratizing AI a bit, making it easier for more businesses or applications to actually use it effectively.
That's a great way to put it. By lowering the hurdles, both cost and the need for instant responses, that low latency 2.5 Flash could really unlock a lot of real-time AI ideas that maybe seemed too expensive or too slow before.
So smaller companies maybe, or new types of applications?
Could be. Think about organizations without massive AI budgets. This might open doors for them to leverage AI in ways they couldn't previously.
Well, this has been, yeah, a really helpful deep dive into Google's Gemini 2.5 Flash. We've hit on its core idea, balancing performance and efficiency, looked at where it might pop up customer support, summarizing things, internal tools, and that pretty significant news about on-premise deployment coming down the line.
Exactly. The goal was to give you a clear picture of what makes this model stand out and, you know, where it fits in the whole AI puzzle without getting lost in the weeds.
Hopefully a good shortcut to understanding this latest development.
I hope so.
And maybe one final thought to leave everyone with. How might a model like Gemini 2.5 Flash one that's cheaper and faster for real-time tasks, how might that change the way you actually interact with technology down the road?
Yeah, think about the tools or services that could become feasible or just way better because of this kind of efficient AI.
It definitely opens up a lot of interesting possibilities for what comes next in AI. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.